Middle way. There are many teachings in Buddhism. However, it could be said that the basic teaching of Buddhism is the middle way. To explain the Buddhist meaning of middle way is difficult because the word middle suggests between, and people misinterpret the middle way as a point or path between two extremes. In other words, as compromise. Compromise as appeasement has bad connotations. Everyone knows that nothing ever comes of appeasement in the political world. As for problems in home life, such as quarrels between husband and wife, we all feel that neither the husband's way nor the wife's way is the only way, but that family life is compromise, a give and take. Similarly, in our democratic way of life, the middle way is usually understood as avoiding the extremes of one way or the other. People try to compromise between the either-or of Western culture. In the world of relativity, people feel that the middle point is the way of compromise. However, the Buddhist middle point is a different realm, an entirely different dimension of life which Buddha taught. In this dimension, there is a different conception of time than the usual notion of historical time. Historical time is usually considered to be a series of events, just as a straight line is a series of innumerable points. A series of events, say, from the time of the Greeks to today, is called history. However, the Buddhist concept of time is not historical time. It is not serial points of moments. The past is already gone. The future is yet to come. The reality of time is just this present, this very moment. Buddhism goes even further and warns us not to cling to or be captivated by the midpoint of the vast past and vast future. This is because the middle point is a flowing, continuous, moving process. As soon as we say, "This is the middle point," it has gone already, and another new middle point is already existing. The middle way is life itself. We live today, and we live this very moment. In this very moment is the entirety of history. When we explain that America declared its independence in 1776, or Columbus discovered the American continent in 1492, we see those series of years through time. However, to me, all those hundreds of years of history are not in serial points, but in this very instant. In me there are wonderful great civilizations, wonderful Indian histories, the American independence, and the French Revolution. All are present in this one moment in me. Only in explanation, only in the conceptualized world, does serial time exist. Reality is this very moment. Buddha exists in this very moment, not 2,500 years ago, but now in me. This way of looking at life is important because we are living now. We cannot live in the past. We cannot live in the future. If you try to, you will have nothing but complaints. The important thing is how you are living now. That is the very reason Gautama Buddha did not speculate into the unknowable past or unknowable future. He emphasized the present, the importance of each day, and the importance of each moment, the now. This is the middle way.